Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, let's give God some hand praise in this place. Hallelujah. God is so awesome. How many of you are grateful that he brought you all the way from last Sunday until this Sunday? I'm thankful for his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, y'all join with us. Just wanna praise you forever. Just wanna praise you forever,
forever
and ever,
and ever,
and ever,
and ever,
for all you've done
for me.
Blessings and glory,
blessings and glory,
and honor,
and honor,
they are. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Come on, say it with me. Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Come on and praise. Worthy.
He's worthy to be.
I wish four people would stand up and worship him with us. Come on, say it. Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Come on and
praise. Praise him.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Blessed Savior.
Blessed Savior.
He's worthy.
He's worthy to be.
Come on. From the rising,
from the rising of the sun.
Until the going.
Until the going down of the sand.
Come on.
He's worthy.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Praise him.
Come on and
praise him.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Blessed Savior.
Blessed Savior.
He's worthy.
He's worthy.
Come on. Say it again. From the rising.
Good morning to you all. Brother Ryan, when I got up this morning, I felt like praising him.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but it's been 1 week ago that the Lord has blessed me to be back in this same spot. I did not know what would transpire during the week, but I was able to put one foot in front of another.
Yeah.
Woke up clothed in my right mind. And I got word that all of my family, friends, and loved ones were doing well.
Yeah.
But there's some that couldn't make that claim this morning.
That's right.
When you listen to the news and hear all of the tragedy and sadness and violence that's going on, I can't do nothing but praise him. You shouldn't do nothing but praise him.
Hallelujah.
all this came from is just, praise is just who I am, because I'm thankful. I'm truly thankful. It didn't have to be this way, but by his grace and mercy. Oh, I got something to get to this morning, so let me move along. Because I might be the only speaker you might have this morning. But like I say, I got something to say this morning, Brother Ryan. I celebrated a birthday this week. That's something to praise him for. Something to praise him for. And you know that was the first birth. The second birth, when I got to know Jesus a little bit better. Scripture this morning comes from John, the first chapter and the first verse, and it reads, "In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through him. And without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines on in the darkness, for the darkness has never overpowered it, or put shade on, or observed it, or appropriated it, and is unreceptive to it." God's word for God's people. As we prepare to go into our communion service, a scripture says from Isaiah, "Who has believed, trusted in, relied upon, and clung to our message that was revealed to us? And to whom is the arm of the Lord been disclosed? For the servant of God grew up before him like a tender plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, royal, kingly pomp that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains and acquainted with grief and sicknesses, like one whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yeah.
He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole.
Yeah. Amen.
On the night that Jesus was betrayed before going to Calvary, he sat in the upper room with his disciples, and he had taken bread, and he blessed it, saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Let us eat together." And in a like manner, when he had taken the cup and blessed the cup, saying, "This is my blood," in the New Testament, "For as often as you do this, you show forth my death, burial, and resurrection until I come again." Let us drink together. Amen. Put your hands together for the sacrifice of our Lord. If there are those in the vestibule, you may allow them in at this time. As we are blessed to have another opportunity to come before the throne of grace in praise and worship, we invite you to come to the altar for prayer at this time, if you so choose to do so, or either just stand in the pews where you are. Think about and focus that God is all you need. Most of the time, you got nothing else but God. When your money runs short, when your friends are few, when everything is going south and nothing is heading north. He's all you need. God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for being Father, Daddy, my best friend, the High and Holy One. Lord, I don't know all of your names, but Lord, you know who you are, and Lord, I just thank you for being who you are to me, who you are to these that have surrounded this altar right now. I thank you, Heavenly Master, for where we find ourselves on this journey of life. Thanking you, Father, for calling us by name, giving us a name. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to be sheep of your flock. Lord, we recognize your name, and we just simply praise you and thank you for being the one that we can call on. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just teaching us more of your ways. We thank you, dear Lord. We praise you for just knowing our hearts, searching our hearts and minds. We thank you, Heavenly Master, for the transplant that's taken effect in our lives. For if you have renewed our minds and given us a new spirit, we thank you, Heavenly Master. I thank you, Father, for these that have come. Dear Lord, I don't know what's on their mind, but first of all, dear Lord, just because they're here, we ask that you would just receive our praise and gratitude, Lord. Help us, dear Lord, to be more like you. And dear Lord, just teaching us that which pleases you. Help us, dear Lord, in our obedience. This shows how much we love you.
Yes.
So, Father God, we just ask you to continue to have your way according to your will in our lives. You know best, Lord. So just strengthen us on every hand as you see that we need fit. And never leave us nor forsake us, dear Lord. We cling to your word. We depend on your word. We rely on your word. And we give thanks for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, how wonderful it is.
Jesus promised.
Jesus promised he'll take care of me.
Oh, how marvelous.
Oh, how marvelous it is.
Jesus promised.
Jesus promised he'll take care of me.
Good again. Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, how wonderful it is.
Jesus promised.
Jesus promised he'll take care of me.
Oh, how marvelous.
Oh, how marvelous it is.
Jesus promised.
Jesus promised he'll take care of me.
Tell us, I don't have to worry.
I don't have to worry about
the thing. Alto's all I gotta do.
All I gotta do is
surprise and believe. In the morning.
I can call him in the morning. I can call him in the middle of the night.
And when I call him,
he'll
make everything.
He'll make everything all right.
It does not matter.
It does not matter
how big
the problem may be.
Jesus promised.
Jesus promised he'll take care of me.
Jesus promised.
Jesus promised he'll take care of me.
Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, it is.
Jesus promised.
Jesus promised he'll take care of me. I'm sorry.
Oh, how marvelous.
Oh, how marvelous it is.
Jesus promised.
Jesus promised he'll take care of me.
Sinners, I don't have to worry.
I don't have to worry. Jesus promised he'll take care of me.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Just say the word.
Just say the word and I'll hold
wherever.
It. Wherever you want me to go.
Yeah. Tell, just take my hand.
Just take my hand and show me the way.
If you need someone.
If you need.
No matter what the cost,
to climb the rugged hill,
here I am.
Here I am, oh Lord.
Yeah. Tell him, here I am, oh Lord. Somebody might be having a problem yielding to God. All you got to tell him is this. Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Tell him. Just say the word.
Just say the word and I'll obey.
Wherever.
Wherever you want me to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Tell him. Just take my hand and show
just
me the way.
Just take my hand and show the way.
If you need someone,
if you need someone, no matter what the cost,
to climb
the rugged hill.
Here I am, oh Lord.
Here I am, oh Lord.
Here I am. And when the Lord gave me this song, it got real personal. I said, I may not be very much, but what I am, I give to you. Anoint me with your touch.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And I'll be clean. Go where you want me to go, Jesus. Here I am, oh Lord.
Yes, hallelujah. Yeah.
I told him this, I said, I'll do your will. Come on, y'all make it personal. Tell him
I am, I give to you.
Anoint me
with your touch.
And I'll be clean when you get through.
And I'll be clean when you get through.
Lord, I know that I'm not all.
Lord, I know that I'm not all that I should
be. And I'm falling short of your word. Say what you want me to say, Jesus. Here I am.
Here I am, oh Lord.
Use me as you will, Jesus. My mind, body, and my soul. Here I am.
Here I am, oh Lord.
Mold me, Jesus. Make me, Jesus. Use me as you will.
Here I am, oh Lord.
Then it started getting real good to me. I had to raise my voice. Say, here I am.
To do. That's it. To do. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do your will.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
That's powerful. That's powerful. First and foremost, I want y'all, before you move, to join me in wishing my dear cousin, Deacon Frank, a happy, and he done already celebrated, birthday. So you all join me in singing happy birthday. Right now, say, and that would be him. Amen, amen. How is everybody today? That's good. I'm glad. God is good, isn't he? He has allowed all of us to see another day. And for that, we all should be grateful. And if you're not grateful, then be thankful. Yeah, that's about all I got today. Okay, and then I'm gonna make this disclaimer again. I don't know what is going on with this Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit connection between the two of us, but yeah, he done already preached what the Holy Spirit has given. So yeah, he gave you all the prelim, so we're just going to follow up with what the Holy Spirit has already given Deacon Frank. All right, bow your heads with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for just one more day, for another opportunity to see your glory and to praise you. Lord, we give this time to you so that you can be magnified and glorified in it. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to thank everybody, excuse me, who has participated in our worship experience this morning. You are so appreciated.
Absolutely.
Isn't that right, everybody?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I knew you all would agree with me today. All right, so turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. We're going to start at verse 15. 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter, verse 15. While you're looking for that one, need you to probably locate John 15. And after John 15, then I'm thinking Colossians 3. I'm thinking Colossians 3. All right, so we've got 2 Corinthians 5. Yes?
Yes.
John 15. Yes?
Yes.
And Colossians 3. Yes. All right, y'all straight?
Yep.
Okay, good. EMC is straight. Y'all straight out there?
Yeah.
Okay, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15. From the Amplified Classic Version reads, "And he died for all, so that all those who live might live no longer to and for themselves, but to and for him who died and was raised again for their sake." Consequently, from now on, we estimate and regard no one from a purely human point of view in terms of natural standards or value. No, even though we once did estimate Christ from a human viewpoint and as a man, yet now we have such knowledge of him that we know him no longer in terms of the flesh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keyword, therefore.
Uh-huh.
If any person is engrafted in Christ, the Messiah, he is a new creation. A new creature sometime, maybe, all together. The old, previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and the new has come. The word of God for the people of God. 2 Corinthians was written by Paul as he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to the church at Corinth. Corinth, being a thriving cosmopolitan city known for its diversity, culture, commerce, also paganism, immorality, shenanigans, my word, and great wealth. a place that perhaps onlookers would not expect to find a thriving church. However, it is said that this was the place where Paul enjoyed one of his most successful ministries in the midst of shenanigans and some of his greatest challenges with the early converts to Christianity. It is in 2 Corinthians that we find the Corinthians heeding Paul's rebukes, and on the other hand, he found it necessary to encourage the Corinthian believers to avoid being unequally yoked, y'all remember some about that, with unbelievers. He also wanted to teach the believers then and now the true nature of this Christian ministry and who we are in Christ. Just a reminder, y'all ain't gonna hear nothing new. The Holy Spirit is just here to remind us all today. You see, those who are in Christ are those who have faith in him, have been credited with Christ's life, and sins forgiven by his death in their place, which makes us new creatures. Those in Christ have become something that they were not before. Your identity has changed to the point that who you were before is not even recoverable. The new has come. The old has been done away with. Our focal text today is verse 17, and it says, therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ the Messiah, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old, previous, moral, and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and the new has come. If any person is engrafted in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature. Engrafted is an agricultural term that means branches of a cultivated tree may be inserted into the trunk of a tree, or a shoot from one plant is inserted into another living plant so that the two can grow together. There is no engrafting without a wound. Jesus was wounded so that we could be grafted into him. When we look at being engrafted in Christ, we now share the same life and grow with the tree we are grafted into, which is Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah, y'all may be suspect on that, so turn to John 15. Verse 5 and 6. When you're there, say, I'm there.
I'm there.
All right. The contemporary English version reads this way. It says, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you stay joined to me and I stay joined to you, then you will produce lots of fruit. But you cannot do anything without me. If you don't stay joined to me, you will be thrown away. You will be like dry branches that are gathered up and burned in a fire. You must stay connected to the life source, because you are nothing, no thing, nada, without him. And you can do nothing without him. Why? Because it is him who sustains us. Medical example. Oh, here we go. I know I'm stepping off into a different realm over here, Jossie. So okay. I'm going to look to you and you nod your head yes and be like this. No, Cousin Bertha, that's not right. Okay. So wait. So what I've read, all right. Skin grafting. This is when healthy skin is taken from one place of the body, which is called the donor site. The donor site can be any place on the body. The graft, after being removed from the donor site, is carefully spread over the bare area where it is being transplanted or attached. We can say Jesus is the donor site. He is the one who covers us, who are bare and naked and exposed. He chose to graft himself to us, attaching himself to us, and most importantly, in us. Now with the skin graft, pressure is then applied. Okay, with a well-padded dressing covering it, and it's attached with either staples or stitches. So far, so good. I'm getting a nod up and down over here. But when the bandage, that's so funny that she's here. When the bandage is removed, the staples taken out, when the stitches are cut away, you will then see a newness of the area that was grafted through the healing process. Oh, y'all walking with me this morning. Now, sometimes we as saints experience pressure applied through sickness, financial concerns, maybe the loss of a job, maybe a loss of residence, being displaced unexpectedly, or even the loss of a loved one. But when the smoke settles from our life experiences, those of us in Christ we'll see evidence of Christ's hand of healing in all of this. This awareness only comes about by the Holy Spirit as we continue to grow in the newness we have been given in Christ. But I know some of y'all may be saying, I still look the same. My hair ain't changed, still gray. Some's missing. I ain't seeing nothing new. As a matter of fact, in some situations, I'm seeing just the opposite. Things ain't working the way they used to. Well, now, just because you don't see it doesn't mean that it's not happening. As children of the Most High God, we are supposed to walk by faith, and we don't see immediate results from an exercise program. Why y'all mumbling? We don't see immediate results from a new diet. It takes time. But if we stick with it, and believe that we are changing and getting stronger and healthier, we will eventually see the results. Correct? Okay. Now I got a question for you. Actually, I have a few questions for you. Why you say uh-oh? Question. Do you believe that you are not the same person you used to be? Okay. Are you convinced that as a child of God, you can be what the word says you can be? Do you believe that you are new and you do have a new life in Christ? So if you said yes to all of that, turn to Colossians. Colossians 3, verse 1. We're talking about that new life. Yeah. In Christ. Y'all there? Yeah. All right. It says, if then you have been raised with Christ to a new life, thus sharing his resurrection from the dead, aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above, which Christ is seated at the right hand of God. And set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. For as far as this world is concerned, you have died. And your new, real, there you go, new, real, exactly, life is hidden with Christ in God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and then to help us all out with that whole thing, Ezekiel says, I will take away your stubborn heart and give you a new heart and a desire to be faithful. You will have only pure thoughts because I will put my spirit in you. And then not only am I going to do that, I'm going to make you. I'm not going to leave it up to you. Okay, I'm going to put my spirit in you and I'm gone. I said that, didn't I? I'm going to make you. Huh. It says in this version, it says, make you be eager to obey my laws and teachings. My brothers and sisters, we are here today to simply let you know that your past is no longer your reality. Christ is. It's no longer what you think you are. It's knowing and believing who God says you are. Trusting that he who has begun the work will perform it until the day of Christ. And that for us as saints of the Most High God is good news. That's the good news of the gospel. See, in Christ, you are no longer the person they think you are or who they thought you were. You have been reborn or born again. And this illustration of birth is one that we can understand. When a baby is born, a new creation is clear. Live birth is followed by transformation over time from an infant to maturity. Now, many people, not y'all, but many people try to bypass this process. See, they want to try and change their own behavior. Like start going to church in an effort to feel like or act like or look like a Christian. Many of us know that all too well. Played that game, been there, done that. Yeah, probably could write a book about it. Yeah, but this task or this work is way above our pay grade. and needed someone much more powerful than us and knows us more than we know ourselves. Right. Yeah, we needed, well, I need to stop saying we. No, I need to stop saying, I needed all power to do all of this changing that needed to happen. But for God, whose mercy is endless and new daily, even while we were yet sinners, he sent his son to be our Lord and Savior. Who does that? Who does that? Knew we were going to be messed up. Knew we were going to be jacked up. Knew we wasn't going to be right. Knew we wasn't going to act right. But before the foundation of the world, he declared, hey, that they will be my children. Huh. And to seal the deal, I'm going to send my son. I'm just going to have to do that because I know what I need to do for him. Oh, I don't know if y'all understand what has happened here. Whew. This same God chose to make me and you a new creature by placing us in Christ. A new creation. Let's understand. Woo, let's understand what that means. As if we've never existed before. And this birth is because of his will for us. We did not inherit the new nature from our parents, nor did we decide to recreate ourselves. God didn't simply clean us up or clean up our old selves. He created something new entirely to restore us back to him, not counting our sins or trespasses against us, but canceling. Hey! Canceling them so that we can be vessels of mercy seen in this world. Vessels that have lots of cracks and chips and holes, but have been made whole by the glue of his love. Vessels that have been left for dead, and rightfully so, only to be cleaned up and washed up by the living water of the Holy Spirit. Vessels set out on the curb as trash, only to be picked up by his hand and looked upon not as trash, but a treasure. Vessels, hallelujah, that have been beat down by the vicissitudes of life, only to be rescued by his boat of grace. None of this, my brothers and sisters, none of this can we take credit for. None of it. We've done nothing to deserve it. We can't do anything to deserve it or warrant it, only because he chose. We have nothing that he has not given us. But God saw fit to let us be receivers of his mercy and his grace, to not only make us complete, but new, as if never, ever existed before. brand spanking new in him. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you chose us to be vessels of your mercy and your grace. Lord, we thank you that you chose us to be regenerated in you. We thank you, Lord, that you transform us on a daily basis. And Lord, we just cannot praise you enough for all that you are and all that you continue to do for us. Right now, if there is someone here who has not given their life to this Christ, the one that can change you, clean you up, stand you up, dust you off, and make you presentable to God the Father. If you have not given your life to him, you are given that opportunity to do so right now, right where you sit. Just say, Lord, I give my life to you. I believe that Christ died and you rose him from the dead. And that's it. That's it. That's all you have to do. And welcome to the body of Christ. You need to ask the Holy Spirit to come in and continue to lead you and guide you in the ways of the Word of God and where he will have you to go. Now, if you are looking for a church home and would like to join this congregation, this fellowship of believers, there are cards in the back of the pews that you may fill out, and there is a box in the foyer that you may place that card in, and there will be saints from the membership intake team that will contact you. And we will be so excited to have you grow in Christ in with us. Well, Lord, we ask that you continue to keep and bless us as only you can. And I now ask that the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. Now unto him who is more than able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, with glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. I love you. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you.
Just want to tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you.
I love you more than any. Why don't you stand and worship with us before we leave from this place? Just say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I worship and adore you.
I worship and adore you.
Just wanna tell you.
Just want to tell you.
Lord, I love you.
Lord, I love you more than anything. Amen. You are dismissed. Have a wonderful day in the Lord.